This is Morning Edition from NHPR. When the stepfather of Selena Kass was arrested and charged with her murder, it appeared there might finally be justice for the 11-year-old West Stewartstown girl who was found dead in 2011. Police arrested Wendell Noyes last summer and charged him with second-degree murder. Police said he has submerged Selena Kass's body in the Connecticut River, where she was found nearly a week after she was reported missing. But earlier this week, a court in Lancaster ruled Noyes was not competent to stand trial. The charges were dismissed, and he was committed to the state prison's secure psychiatric unit. To talk about this case, I'm joined now by Buzz Scheer. He is professor at the University of New Hampshire School of Law. Good morning.
Morning. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Let's start by examining what happened in this case in particular. Earlier this week, what did the judge decide?
The judge decided that Wendell Noyes was not competent enough. He didn't have the intellectual capability due to an intellectual disability, a mental illness, to engage him in the criminal justice system. He wasn't capable enough of understanding the charges against him, understanding the consequences of the being engaged in the formal process, didn't have the capability of communicating with his lawyers in any productive way.
We need to be clear, too, that we're not talking about his mental state at the time the crime was allegedly committed. We're talking about a separate issue here. This is competency to stand trial.
Absolutely. The difference between competency to stand trial and insanity or sanity is what the period of time you're looking at. Competency to stand trial is presently, do we want to engage this person in the criminal justice system? Insanity looks back at the time of the alleged crime and says, at the time this crime was committed, was this person sane or insane?
And he had a history of psychiatric issues here. Noyes was actually a patient at the state psychiatric hospital last summer when he was actually arrested for this. So is this outcome a surprise at all to you?
Understanding I'm privy only to the public information, not particularly. You know, the real interesting thing about this case is that by the public reports, it seems pretty clear that he's never going to become competent to stand trial, which suggests his limitations are not related solely to a severe mental illness manageable through medication. My guess is they are long-term permanent intellectual disabilities and are never going to change. So the suggestion in this case is that's what's going on.
So how common is this?
Not very common at all.
Really?
Being found incompetent to stand trial is not common at all. And being found incompetent to stand trial in a fashion that means that a person is never going to be found competent to stand trial is very, very unusual.
So what happens from here to Wendell Noyes? He is committed involuntarily now, obviously, to the psychiatric...
To the secure psychiatric unit.
Yeah, and how...
Every 5 years, there will be a hearing to determine generally whether he remains a danger to himself or others. The conduct that he engaged in relating to Selena Kass will always be relevant to whether he's going to be a danger to himself or others. Note that even last year he was committed to the secure psychiatric unit. He hadn't even been charged at that point, but even that kind of commitment would have taken the showing that he was dangerous to himself or others. In this case, you know, it's very possible it's both.
And we should note that Noyes' attorney has pointed to what he sees as inconsistencies in the evidence. That's according to the Berlin Daily Sun. But moving forward, does it seem likely that this case may never be resolved in a legal sense?
To be too much the lawyer or very much the lawyer, it's been resolved in a legal sense. If he's never going to become competent to stand trial, these charges are over. What this raises is the fundamental question of when is it that we are so concerned about whether someone really knows what's going on when they're participating in the criminal justice system in terms of what the charges are, you know, what the process is about, what a trial is about, how to help their lawyers defend them. You know, when is it that we say, you know, we're not going to engage this person because they don't know what's going on, and it's not the kind of justice we want that we put somebody, you know, we put them through the process when they just don't know what's going on. And you know, they're really not going to be absorbing that they're being punished for something.
Professor at the University of New Hampshire School of Law, Buzz Scheer, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.